Workplace news in brief. Rep defended. Tube workers are being balloted in defense of victimized RMT Rep Glenn Hart. The National Executive Committee considers that there is strong support for Glenn from members across all London Underground grades, and have taken the decision to conduct a ballot for strike action and action short of a strike. A dispute exists over the continued suspension and threat of disciplinary action, up to and including dismissal, against Glenn. This will remain in place until Glenn Hart is reinstated to his full substantive role. The ballot papers were posted out to all London Underground members on the 21st of January and the closing date is the 4th of February. Anti-cuts protest. Brighton Hove District Trade Union Council has called a demonstration for the 30th of January against the Labour-run city council's unprecedented cuts to public services. The protest will start at 12 p.m. at the level, before marching to the town hall. Trade unions and local campaigners are demonstrating in the face of £68 million of cuts, and the huge impact this will have across the city. National Shop Stewards Network. The NSSN is hosting a public solidarity meeting in Port Talbot on Wednesday, the 10th of February, to build support for the steel workers facing job losses. See last week's issue of The Socialist. It is at 7:30 p.m. in the lounge at the Grand Hotel Station Road, Port Talbot, SA 13, 1D, opposite the train station. It is open to everyone, and speakers include Rob Williams, NSSN National Chair and former Swansea Vistian Ford Union convener. See www.facebook.com weblink and shopstwards.net for more information and updates.